Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, experience support for confident business makers.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Kendall Campbell. Kendall spent many years in and around the construction industry before joining Assigner in 2020, implementing dozens of strategic enterprise accounts with complex integrations. She quickly rose through the ranks to lead the customer success team, and in 2022, before becoming the director of strategic partnerships. Currently, Kendall is helping sell value across complex software ecosystems, ultimately solving the information gap between companies' field operations and financials, selling one of the largest deals globally. Kendall was awarded the 2020 Customer Custodian Award in North America, and she can now be heard as one of the hosts of Assigner's podcast, The Dirty Boot Show. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Kendall Campbell.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here and be a guest rather than a host. It's a lot less pressure, so this should be fun.
Excellent. Turn the table, so to speak. So first off, Kendall, why do you do what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's fun at its core. We're spending however many hours a day, some days eight, some days more than we like to admit. And so finding something that is actually fun at its core is important to stay fulfilled. Being in tech and being in software, it's ever evolving. So you don't get stagnant. You get to learn as the technology learns and grows. Every day is something a little bit different. And you get that personal aspect of working with other companies, working with different partnerships. So it's fulfilling, it's challenging intellectually, and at its core, it's enjoyable.
And while you said we turned the tables on me, I want you to talk a little bit about the Dirty Boot Show. Tell me about your podcast.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to. So Assigner is a construction operations platform. We were founded originally in Australia. We moved our headquarters to the US before COVID, did a couple rounds of funding. We've had a lot of success getting hundreds of customers on board. One of the things that we wanted to do to stay relevant was create a podcast to talk to our customers, to talk to other experts in the industry. So someone much more creative than I am actually came up with the name The Dirty Boots Show. It stems from, you know, being in the construction industry. Obviously, you wear boots to work every day, and we service construction companies. So we launched our first season of The Dirty Boots Show last year. We had a multitude of guests on, ranging from investors to actual customers. We had some women in construction leaders, and we actually even had a former Broncos Super Bowl winner on as well. So we reached a different array of people on the show. And the whole goal is really just to connect the industry. Construction can be a bit more old school as it comes to adopting technology and moving with the times. And so the podcast is intended to be a very fun, interactive, creative, and casual way to connect with our audience. My role being in partnerships specifically, it helps me connect with other companies like Sage and our partners. In the array of shows that we get to go to, we just had Sage Transform last week. I had people come up to me and quote a couple lines from the podcast, which was rather cool. And I think it shows it's doing what it's intended to do. We're reaching people in the industry and just providing them a bit of content. What I have heard, and I'm sure you can relate, is a lot of people in the industry work from home as far as on the tech side of things. And so to fill the space in the background, people play podcasts all day. So it can be fun to hear podcasts from people that you know and work with talking about the things that you experience every day. So that's really our goal. We've got a couple of cool and exciting guests coming on soon. Specifically some of the folks from Sage, and we're going to do kind of an in-person round table, just talking about how ERP relates to operations. ERP, for you know those who don't know, being enterprise resource planning, it's the core financials of your business. But there's also a large project management piece to a construction company. And so tying those together is really our goal. And that's what I find fun. Everyone operates a bit differently. So how do we schedule out your crews and collect time cards and tie it all back to the master financial system? It's important to have, you know, an integrated ecosystem in today's world with tech being prevalent. So yeah, the Dirty Boots Show is just a way to talk to people at its most simplest form.
Well, you mentioned that ultimately solving the information gap between companies, field operations, and financials. Talk a little bit about what you've experienced when those things aren't connected, or what you see happening in some companies.
Yeah. So that's what we see most frequently when people come talk to us and when we get our partner referrals, is they've got these different systems, a time tracking system being on paper or maybe in an outdated payroll solution. They've got whiteboard scheduling, which, you know, can seem rather old school, but I actually just talked to someone this very morning that mentioned that they are scheduling on a whiteboard. Maybe sometimes it's Excel, and then you've got these forms, incident reports, things that are quite important to your day-to-day business, and they're all in just different areas. Not having them connected costs you a lot of money, which at its core, going back to your first question, why do you do what you do? Everyone at the end of the day, it's a business, right? We want to be cautious of the money coming in and out. So it's important to have the two connected. You can see on a daily basis where you are. Your payroll, your controller, your CFO, they don't have visibility into the field to see how your projects are progressing on a daily basis. And so by having an app that has offline capability at these remote job sites, tie back in real time daily to your financials, helps fill the information gap internally in the office so that you can better plan your budget, if you're going to go over, if you're under, things like that. With API and AI being, you know, very prevalent today in a lot of conversations, it's not that hard to tie systems together. And so moving away from maybe older antiquated systems that don't tie together is not as cumbersome of a task as some people think. So just kind of talking to the ease of that is enjoyable, and making people feel less scared, because that's really at its core when you're resistant to change. It's a fear-based emotion. So just kind of talking to the ease of the benefits you can gain from having an integrated ecosystem and solving that information gap, and ultimately saving you money. It's fun.
And Kendall, we have an exit question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
Yes. So this is fun. I don't think I've ever been asked this. I love this exit question. I'm going to keep it in the professional realm of things and name someone who I looked up to in college, in grad school, and even now in business. And she's actually from Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I am from. It's Sarah Blakely. If you know her, she founded Spanx. It's a publicly traded billion-dollar company. And she founded it at 27 as a sole founder and a female. It's really cool, I think, this day and age to have female mentorships, and female role models to look up to in business, especially kind of coming from the South. It's not super common to have a woman maybe in their late 20s, unwed, no children, starting companies. It's becoming more and more relevant, and you see it more often. So having really cool examples of that is great. She's been wildly successful. She has now gone on to be an investor on Shark Tank, which is a very entertaining show that I like to watch in my downtime. So it's nice to look up to other females just in business that are creating a path for themselves on their own. And so I would say professionally, that's definitely a hero. She's studied in a lot of classes, and it's great coming to market with a product that people thought was maybe interesting at the time or taboo, and making a lot of money, having fun doing it, and defying societal norms on timeline in business and her professional life as well.
And lastly, Kendall, how can somebody contact you?
Yes. So you can contact me on LinkedIn. You can also email me at Kendall@assigner.com. All of that should be linked, I believe, in the podcast. Happy to connect with anyone, talk partnerships, talk business, talk anything in the realm. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun being on this side of things.
My pleasure. And Kendall Campbell, Director of Strategic Partnerships of Assigner, thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Ed.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.